Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, Didi.
Hi. That is certainly not the case, although the traffic wasn't really any fun, let me tell you.
So where do you want to go on
I've always said you should have...
Sorry about that.
What was that?
Well, okay, so Donnie's listening back to something, and I guess that'll make up my mind on what I want to talk to you about. So we have another incident where a Rooney family member goes on a show and opens up his mouth and says things that incites controversy.
Which Rooney family member, what role does he play with the Steelers?
None. Art's cousin, Patrick Rooney Jr., has been a politician in Florida. He was in their House of Representatives. He has no attachment or affiliation to the team whatsoever. So he's not saying any of these things with inside knowledge.
He's a fan, essentially.
He's a fan whose grandfather is the chief.
Okay.
But he says we and us when talking about the Steelers. He obviously still is.
Okay, but don't a lot of fans do that?
Yes.
A lot of Steelers fans do that.
Right.
Okay, keep going.
But he is a Rooney family member who went on a betting podcast in Florida and said that the team would be absolutely insane to give TJ Watt a contract extension. It makes no sense. Said the idea that you would go all in right now with a 50-year-old Aaron Rodgers is laughable because you can't win a division with Rodgers when you're playing against Joe Burrow's Bengals and Lamar Jackson's Ravens. That's really the Cliff Notes version of it.
Okay, except that Aaron is 41, almost 42, not quite 50.
Yeah, I know. He said that as, again, a dramatic effect, ripping on his family's team. And they're playing.
So are you asking me if I think that Art is listening to him and taking his counsel in any way?
No. He's obviously not. It's just what I said to Donnie was that if Donnie had a big company and someone had his last name and was related to him, commented on the company, even though he didn't work there, and ripped them to shreds, it would be bizarre. And that's what he did here. He ripped their plan. And then he ripped the idea of re-signing their best player, which you would think, like, super fans usually take the team side, and I would think a super fan with the same last name related to the owner would take the team side on everything. But he didn't.
Well, in some ways he is, right? Because he's sitting here and he's arguing that TJ Watt is not worth what TJ Watt and...
But don't you think ultimately at the end of the day, the Steelers are going to pay TJ Watt what he's worth? That this is just kind of
I sure hope so.
The art of the deal, if you will?
I mean, is it really an art to do this again all these years later, to go through this same little dance where no one feels good?
Well, I think that's most things. I mean, you were around it. Pretty much happened with the Ravens and Lamar Jackson until a deal got done. Didn't that happen with Myles Garrett and the Browns until he publicly demanded a trade and the owner stepped in? I mean, not everything is copacetic kumbaya, easy peasy, even with the best players.
Maybe not. I will say this for the Ravens. They essentially gave Lamar an opportunity to go test the market and see what he was worth, what he could get on the market. So it wasn't just, I believe I'm worth X. I mean, you and I both know, anybody who ever negotiates a salary knows this. We can always believe that we're worth something, but somebody has to be willing to pay you that.
And in this case, not only that, someone has to be willing to pay TJ Watt, and also if they want him on their team and they're not the Steelers, they'd have to trade for him and give up a lot for him too. So.
Of course, a lot. I mean, I keep consistently saying that I fully expect this deal to get done. I just sometimes think that some of the gymnastics to get there are unnecessary.
But maybe that's, go ahead.
Sorry.
I was going to say, once the ink is dry on the contract, doesn't this all go away? I mean, there's no hard feelings after that, right? Yeah, it sucked to get the deal, but if TJ gets the deal he wants and the Steelers get the deal they want, then in the end, what really was it? Like a standoff between
So then
the
it
two.
Was a few months of angst, essentially.
Yeah.
A few months of hard feelings, of these gymnastics.
That was placated by
stress
a lot
and anxiety.
Of money. Yeah.
Eventually.
Well, hold on. You just said something interesting.
That's like,
you just said something very interesting to me. Do you think that there's actually, like, on TJ Watt's side, you know JJ a little bit. You covered TJ for a long time. Do you think that there's actually stressing and anxiety over this right now on his end? Or do you think he feels like, well, it'll ultimately get done. I'm just going to go about my business working out and training and I'll get my...
No. I think that there's always anxiety. I think even when you know a deal is getting done, I mean, I'll tell you in my life that I've been promised, don't worry, the contract's happening, and I am months away from a contract needing to be done. And yet, as I'm waiting for the negotiation to kick in high gear, I'm still anxious. Until the paperwork is in and everything is signed on the dotted line, it is absolutely human nature. I mean, if you're the sort of person that just expects everything to always work out, well, kudos to you, and I wish I was more like that.
Well,
I think that when it's you, when you're living it, when it's your life, your contract, your money, your valuation by the team and the employer that you have given your everything to, of course there's anxiety about it. And obviously, however you try to insulate yourself, it's impossible to not hear any of this.
You know, one thing about, we just talked to Mike Florio about this last hour, that I wonder, because no one's talking to TJ. He had a baby. He's kind of off the grid. Anything from his end of things that gets out there is pretty much through his brother. I want to know, when it gets reported here that there's some question about the way he finished last year and that raising some concern on the Steelers' part, I wonder if he's offended by that or if he's like, you know what, they're right. I didn't play well at the end of last year. I do have to own that. I do have to take accountability for that.
Can two things be true? At the end of the season, we did indeed hear him say, out of his own mouth and his own words, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he effectively said that he was not happy with his play at the end of the year. He said he's clearly cognizant of the fact that always coming from the same side, always playing on the same side, is limiting him. And he also effectively said, again, I'm paraphrasing, that he was going to recommit himself this offseason to making sure that he can be effective from more than one spot. So he took ownership of that. He acknowledged that, and he said, I have a plan to get better.
So you think he'd be ticked off at them taking that and turning it into like a negotiating tactic?
No, hold on. So that's one piece of it.
Yep.
But two, yes, I do think that you take offense when it gets to you somehow, because these things always get to you, that the fans in the city say that you're not worth it, when they're thrilled about all this new money being given to guys that have never put on your uniform and haven't been in your locker room. Of course, I think he's offended when he is constantly hearing people say, well, he disappears in playoff games, because he knows just as well as anybody that knows the game, it's not only about him. It's not only on his shoulders.
No, but when
that
you're making
losing
as
streak
much money,
at the end of the season was not solely because of TJ
but
Watt.
It's more
sure,
on your
you
shoulders.
You expect superhuman things from your superhuman players. You expect more from those players, for sure. That's fair. But what I'm trying to say is, I think it's very fair to believe that both of those things can be true.
Aditi, let's... Sorry. No, I was going to say, I want to offer up kind of a fun non sequitur here, but if you want to finish that thought, please
okay.
go.
No. Go right ahead.
Okay.
I just think it's hard for anybody to hear comparisons to anyone. And I don't think that he's sitting here poring over what person X says about him versus Myles Garrett and what person Y says about him versus Max Crosby.
So I have tasked Donnie with a big project at 4:45. He is going to rank the top 25 Steelers players of the last quarter century. Now, I know you've not been here for all 25 of those years, but off the top of your head, if you were going to nominate someone to be at the very top of that list, who would you come up with?
Oh, come on. I've only been here for not even half of the
I know,
last
but
25.
You live here now. You're immersed in it. Just because you weren't in every locker room doesn't mean you haven't heard your husband prattle on about these guys and haven't been just immersed in it almost by osmosis.
I didn't even know the math of that. Okay, so starting in the year 2000.
Yes, through 2024.
Is what you're saying.
Yes.
You're saying I have to nominate somebody for position one or just somebody on that list?
Who would you, off the top of your head, rank as the best player over those 25 years?
Oh, gosh, that's such a quibble. Does it have to be offense or defense?
It can be both. It can be. You could say Chris Boswell for all I care.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, Troy has to be in that conversation simply because of the way that he played the position, the way he redefined the position, mm-hmm. the way he affected the game,
yes.
the way he was such a Steelers cultural icon
yes.
while also being such a soft-spoken gentleman, because he truly was indeed a gentleman, and who he was in that locker room and the things that he embodied, all of that. And then how do you not, there are so many players that you sit here and you say, how do you not name this one? How do you not name what this one did? The competitive drive and the work ethic of Antonio Brown before he went off the rails, before he and Ben completely disappeared. It was unlike anything. It truly was unlike anything I've really ever witnessed. James Harrison was a force. I'll never forget being in Kansas City when James Harrison was certainly a step slower, but was smart enough to go to Eric Fisher into that penalty. Players who can evolve and get a little bit more when they've lost a little speed on their fastball. That always means something to me beyond just how great you are in your prime.
Well, that was a pretty good answer. I mean, for someone that said, I can't do this, that was all that I think is getting baked into the decisions that Donnie is going to make in about 20 minutes. So thank you.
Is the list done? Does Donnie have the list done, or is he still
He was saying there was vacillation still going on. Are we done with that?
I'm kind of – it's like Selection Sunday, Aditi, where there's a lot of bubble teams around like the 24-25 mark. I feel pretty good about the rest of it. I told Pony, though.
So there's nothing I said, Donnie, that maybe swayed some of your ranking in the top 23?
It doesn't sound like it. Well, it sounds like you went in one ear and out the other is what it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, so I was telling Pony that I think it was more difficult for me to list like 21 through 25 than it was to do 1 through 5, if that makes any sense. Like there's so many guys that I was listing that was like, man, like they have a case to be in the top 25, but I don't know if they are.
Yeah.
Ooh, that makes me so intrigued to know who your bubble guys are.
Like Joe Haden was on my bubble. He didn't get in. I didn't put Joe Haden
there. Who was on your bubble?
Joe Haden.
Oh, who is Joe Haden on your bubble? He barely played here.
Yeah, good point. I just realized someone who probably should have made my list who I didn't even write their name down, and I wrote 65 names down. I'm going to say right now this guy did not make my list, Ike Taylor.
Pony.
Literally, that's so funny. As you said, Joe Haden,
yeah,
in my mind, was Ike Taylor. Now, we're not talking about a lifetime
list.
Appreciation award. This is what you did for the Steelers,
right? Did not make my list.
Right?
And unlike Donnie, my list is done. I'm not going to go back and put him in. He just missed it.
See, that's crazy to me. I'm sorry, but that is really crazy to me.
I know.
For the longevity, what he did,
it was a bad job.
Corner he was.
Yeah,
granted, he couldn't catch interceptions, but he was a shutdown corner.
Yes, he was.
And his relationship with the late Dan Rooney,
phenomenal.
Isn't that one of those? I mean, think about it. He was the one player who was a pallbearer.
I know.
At the late at Ambassador Rooney's funeral, the only non-family member. I feel, really speaks to the embodiment of what a great, great, great Steeler is.
Aditi, thank you so much. We'll talk next week when Mulsey's back. Appreciate you.
All right. Have fun, guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.